Surprise, you'll be surprised, the time will come. Where some masajid will say, we can't afford these imams, they're too expensive for us. Some masajid had a law before, that will start you off with the basic. The other day I asked one friend, like, how you work? He says, no, they start me on the basic, and every like good job you get promotion. Then I asked the imam, sir, how you work? He said, they start on a basic, every new child you get promotion. Who you think will survive? The mutawalli or the imam won't survive. That imam can make child more than that guy can do good jobs. A time will come where the imam says, right, you know what, he's a cut-off at 5 now. He says, that wasn't part of the... Darul Mazalbal got that law. Every new child, you get another increase. It's an amazing thing that when you just give that, you must see in the madrasa how many children came out after that. And you give that incentive. So the ijtima, they spoke about it this year. I don't know if you all were there, the ijtima. So the man, they said China was having a problem. So because they at first once upon a time said too much population. So then they cut everyone. Then they weren't getting population. So now they gave an incentive for every child. We will now give you so much. So many people are not married now. And those who are married don't want children. But you always get the Mauli Sahib, he comes. And he got no worries. So when the Jamaat met him, he's telling them about how the government gives money. So much money. So the man asked him, they're like, okay, so how many children you got? He had a lot of children. Then the man said, and what work you do? He said, this is my work. What other work I need? Like, this is my work. During the day I can just sleep and get strength, and at night I can tell my wife, let's try again. Carry on. Another child, more money. All right, that was said. What was I trying to say? Yeah, the day will come when AI will take over. Yeah, so the imam, they don't need the imam. They say he charged too much. Every new child, we have to pay more. AI won't get children. AI won't get children. You need a vacuum cleaner, use AI. You need a guard, use AI. And most of the places will use AI. But the time will come where the masajid will say, you need an imam, use AI. You might think it's impossible. Nothing is impossible. What was impossible in the past, can a woman ever say, give me an AI husband? And a husband would say, give me an AI wife. That was like a dream. Dream means like a nightmare. But already in the world, it has started. They had reports taken from these people that a husband is abusive. My AI understands me. So with this AI, they have now broken what is called the cause of morality. Because an AI robot will be ready to say to a woman or a man what a normal insan hasn't got that himmat to say. The highest levels of immodesty, you can get your AI to say it, which a normal insan can't. It can go to levels of purity AI, and it can be the devil AI. It's a world. As that world comes towards us, we must see how much we're touching that. So normally they say that snake, you just touch it and you pull your hand back. Touch it, you pull your hand back. Because you know it looks so calm, but once you don't pull your hand, it just bites. AI is like that. Bayans, you can use AI. To find ahadith, you can use AI. To help you in your business, you can use AI. Trust, never trust AI. Friend, it's not your friend at all. Never trust it. Never befriend it. Never become too close to it. Never give it that secret of yours that one day it can use it against you. You might think my robot will never do that to me. This is a robot which will break. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Nammam, the one who will carry tails, they call it in Urdu, Chughal Khor, the one who will carry tails. Remember, carrying tails is not in a madrasa. In a madrasa, if someone does wrong, it's farz that you have to spy him out. It's farz. Here there's no snicken, what snitch and tail carrier. It's farz, because in a madrasa, you need a dini environment. Tail carrying is this. That old auntie, they the masters at carrying tails. That old auntie. She said, you know what? I'm not sure, but I think so, finish.
Once you said that there, she's already out of the house. Gone. So they were selling the slave in the market. Very smart slave, but very cheap. The person asked, so cheap, doesn't make sense. Said he got a habit, carries tails. He says, that's a slave, I don't worry about how he carries tails, and I need a slave, and so cheap. So he carries tails. Brought him home. As he got the confidence of both parties, then the time comes where he tells the wife, you don't see how your husband's behaving with him. She says, no, what are you talking about? You don't see how he comes, how he acts. Now she started seeing what she wasn't seeing. There was nothing. But she started looking. Then he tells her husband, you don't see how she acts with you. Because now she's looking different. He says, she's not acting normal. Husband, he's not acting normal. Then he tells the wife, actually your husband is in love with another woman. And as it is, every time he's coming home, he's finding her different. So he's not showing affection to her. She's acting funny. And she's thinking he's acting funny. And the slave, he just had to put one word in. There's another woman, I think. Now the wife trusts him. He said, what must I do? He said, I'll get you a taweez. But the taweez, you will have to go and blow it on him when he's sleeping. And it will take out that love for the other woman. You trust. When you trust the devil, then you'll destroy your life. AI is that. Now she takes the taweez and she's coming at night to put it by her husband. And he already told the husband, I heard she wants to kill you. So what? No way. This is just at night, you know what? If you hear anything at night, be awake. Be aware. So now the husband acts like he's sleeping, but his one eye is always like. And then he sees it's happening, his wife is getting up. Something is happening. He's trying to see in the dark what's happening. She opens the drawer. Now she's bringing the taweez and she has to cut it by him with the scissor. As she comes there, he grabs her hand and says, what are you doing? He sees that scissor there. She's holding the scissor, shocked. And then he stabs us. The story, they say, I don't know if it's true, so don't cry for her. The story. Maybe it's true also, who knows. They just mention it in the kitabs. They like to write kitabs that. Qisasun to bikini. Stories that can make you cry. Kills her. Then they say, now they come in front of the judge. He is brought. Wife is dead. He's standing there. He's going to be executed alive for alive. And someone's making an announcement. Who will buy the slave? Who will buy the slave? Meaning he's going now to destroy somebody else's life. So that is what is called a tail carrier. Now when the tail carrier is a man and he can do so much of harm, just because he's trusted. Imagine when the tail carrier becomes AI. My most trusted friend. So you can trust AI with your bank codes. Because inshallah AI won't take your money away. Inshallah. No, you'll never trust him. One day he might just wake up and AI just says, you don't like me, I don't like you, gone. All your money is gone. But normally AI won't do a thing like that. He's not going to steal your codes. But AI will steal your morals. He will show you things and say things. He will invite you to things. He will tell you, let's have fun. And he will record everything. So after 15 years, 10 years, your life changes. But AI will never forget your past. It will record it. It will save it. And one day when it wants to, it can use it against you. As we move in that world where we're going to see AI, you have to understand this is an enemy that has entered my house. We have entered the era where Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas has to be read. Because sihr is too close to all of us. It has entered our pocket. Magic has entered our pocket. So Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas. We have to read it and we have to rub it. You have a child in front, you'll have to read it and rub it. Because sihr has never come so close to man like how it has come today. I'll press this button now. This is nothing but sihr. The iPad. Never heard of this. Normally, my famous all bayans in the past was Dajjal. Dajjal. A time came when I went to buy one thing. The person said, Maulana, this is Dajjal. What are you buying Dajjal? This is Dajjal. I said, I know it's Dajjal, but the life has come so that we need Dajjal in the house. this is. So he said, the I, what is the jar? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about an I. Now everything will be an I. Everything. I, head, A, I. You see the I everywhere. You'll hear about the eye, you'll see the eye. You'll press the button and you'll see an eye even looking at you. And even then you'll just say, carry on. We entered so close to sihr. It's a new day. It is a new day. It's a very deadly day. And we go into the future. So, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Use it, but never ever trust it. As to get out the effects of this thing. Because we are living in this effect. As to get out the effects. When we come for salah, don't regard salah anymore as just, I'm fulfilling a farz. Regard my wuzu and my salah as a wash. Regard my wuzu and my salah as a wash. And you know when you look at those narrations now, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam describes salah, you see a lot of extra things in it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tell me that if there's a stream in front of someone's house and five times a day he has to get in that stream to carry on. He says, هَلْ يَبْقَى مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٍ. Do you think any dirt can remain on his body? Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, five times a day getting into that stream, flowing water, it can never happen. He said, that is the example of salah. But then he said, when his servant makes a thorough wuzu, and then he performs even two rakats nicely. We have five times in the day to get into that water. Five times a day. Five times you'll have to wash yourself. When you wash with wuzu, wash your face, wash the dirt off. Because we're living in this world. We're living in the world. You will have to wash it. So we spoke about Qiyam, how we will stand in front of Allah. Today I will only speak to you about Ruku. I will teach you three du'as. Normally in Ruku we make one du'a and it has become farz for us. What du'a we make in Ruku? Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. How many times? Three. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that is sufficient, meaning that is complete. That he read, and normally the scholars say, for a farz salah, for an imam, very good. But now out of the farz salah for me and you, we must try and learn a few other du'as. Because it's only when you got a new du'a that you go into ruku, you'll think of something. It's no longer the same ruku, it has to change. So when I go into ruku, I need a new word. If the word changes, imagine the man gives the bayan next week, which he gave this week. It's a very good bayan, but you say, same bayan. Third time he gives the bayan, fourth time he gives the bayan. You say, can you change the bayan? Soon as he changes it, you listen to it. Soon as we change our dhikr, we'll start listening to what we say. So, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim means, my Rabb, you are pure. But because for so many years we're saying it, there is a time now for me and you to say something else. At the end of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he changed it. He was found reading to Yusuf. Some of the alim was Muhammad. Someone. Riyad al-Salihin boys. Huh? That's the good thing of imtihan. They say in an imtihan, the student will only remember in life that question which you got wrong. The whole life he'll say, I know that. How come? I missed the mark. So now, inshallah, after today, you all will remember it. And now we'll have to start reading it in our ruku. The end of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life, Aisha radiallahu anha says, I find you reading something in so much abundance you never read it before. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah showed me, has told me about a sign in my ummah. When I will see that sign, he told me I must now read this. He said, I have seen the sign. The sign was the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. He said, Almighty Allah said to me, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ And when you will see the people entering into the deen of Allah in huge numbers, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. So the dua will be made of three parts. سَبِّحْ, حَمْد, and istighfar. Now we got it. Like subuhun, kudusun can work. That one also is right. But فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك واستغفر اللهم اغفر سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. Let's try, all of you read with me. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي. Let's do again. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي. One more time. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي. Yes, فسبح سبحانك بحمد ربك سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي. Oh Allah, forgive me. Three things. As you become older, try and read it in your room. Because your zikr changed. Another one was the one he mentioned, Subbuhun, Quddusun, Rabbuna wa Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh. That one you know? But at least try this one for now. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Allahumma ghfirli. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go into ruku. So the crux of the ruku is very quickly. You will take your palm and you will place your palm on your knee. So if your palm is on your knee, it means the fingers go past the knee. The palm has to touch the knee. Thereafter, he will place his fingers below that. That's natural, because if your palm is touching the knee, and he will be like a man grabbing his knee. Kalqabid. His arms will be away from his side, and his head, he will not be lifting the head up. He will not be dropping the head. He will try to keep it as straight as possible. One friend mentioned to try to get it nice and straight, all you have to do is, after you go in ruku, place a little bit of extra weight on your toes. And you see, naturally your body will get that level. So instead of dropping your head, where your feet is, try and press on the toe, and your body will just come little bit more right. And you will be like an arrow, like the bow of the arrow. You will have a nice bend. That if someone had to tie his string, it will look at it as a bow, ready to fire it arrow. So in ruku, in front of my Allah, I must be like this. Head is not up, head is not down. Obviously, this is for men. As for the woman, she will get her ruku by her tips of her fingers, just coming near the knee, and she will know then her body will be in the shape of someone full of modesty. So she will just have to get it to touch the tip. As for the man, palm on the knee, and the fingers will go on after, and then you will open your fingers and grab. At that time, you try and read a dua. You will try this dua, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, Allahumma ghfirli. As for the ulama, they should try the dua, Allahumma laka raka'atu, because it's easy. Allahumma laka raka'atu, wa bika amantu, وَبِكَ أَسْلَمْتُ. So Iman, Islam, Ruku. Allah, for you I made Ruku. For you I believed. For you I submitted. Meaning this Ruku is for you. لَكَ رَكَعْتُ وَبِكَ آمَنْتُ وَبِكَ أَسْلَمْتُ خَشَعَ لَكَ سَمْعِي. My ear has submitted. And my eye has submitted. وَبَصَرِ. And my brains have submitted. وَمُخِي. Because when you look at a person in ruku, what you will see? First you will see the ear, then you will see the eye, Then you will see the brain. He said, everything is submitted. وَمُخِّي وَعَظْمِي. My bones have submitted. That's why my whole body is bent for you. My nerves have submitted. وَعَصَبِي. He said, everything has bent for you, O Allah. Let's try that one. لَكَ رَكَعْتُ وَبِكَ آمَنْتُ وَبِكَ أَسْلَمْتُ خَشَعَ لَكَ سَمْعِي وَبَصَرِي وَمُخِّي وَعَظْمِي وَعَصَبِي. That is for the people of knowledge. Try and learn these du'as. You will read it in your sunan. You will read it in your nawafil. You will see your ruku will take a completely different color. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us amongst those that whenever we're performing salah, there must be something new in it. Something different about it. It must give a new flavor so that our Allah can say, Ahsanta. That was a nice ruku. That was a nice ruku. Meaning, let's see again next time what you can come with. That was nice. May Allah tabarakallah bless us with the quality of ihsan on the road towards Almighty Allah. A little advice from the writings of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimullah. This was a bayan that he had given on one occasion. In the bayan, he was speaking about what is called tariq, meaning we call it tasawuf, we call it suluk, we call it walking towards Almighty Allah. So very few nice points he mentioned in this. One point we will mention now and end. He says, the thing which causes the greatest harm on a journey, the thing which causes the greatest harm on a journey, is the one who's traveling. He falls in love with the Musafir Khana. Let's do it again. The thing that causes the greatest harm on a journey is the one who's traveling. He falls in love with the Musafir Khana. After that, you can tell him, get ready for the journey. He said, give me another 2 days. He said, how can you get 2 days? He said, what happened to you? He says, you know, I came here to Dubai for 3 days. But there was a smart girl. I saw her. I need to find out where she works. He said, you're not married. He said, I am. I've got a very pretty wife at home. He said, why don't you go home? He says, hey, you know what? Home is far. Home is far. Suddenly the journey is finished. Before he saw her, he was waiting to go home. Because wherever you are in the world, as long as you're not at home, you're not at home. You can have 10 baths in that hotel. You still want your bath at home. You want your bed. As long as you're not at home, you're not right. So he says, itminan bid dunya. Becoming mutmain, content with this world. That is one of the biggest sicknesses and problems on this path. Me and you, we have become very, very mutmain with this world. So we forgot we're on a journey also. That is why when a man is told you're going to die, he starts crying. So I don't want to die. So you want to live? Tell when? You want to live? Tell when? Says you became too mutmain. وَطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا. He says, prince, you got a princess waiting for you. You got a princess. In this world, there's no real princess. But by Almighty Allah, there is real. Say, king, you got a kingdom waiting for you. Say, king, it's time to go back. King say, I don't want to go back. Say, you don't want to go back, why? Say, I like this hotel. Say, king, you got a whole palace. Say, but the hotel is smart. He says, you, something is wrong with you. So the point that I'm going to leave you with is this. On a path towards Almighty Allah, we are all travelers. The beginning of the path, we all know it. It's when we entered this house, this world. And the first thing that our parents did, maybe we can't remember it, but we know it happened. They gave the adhan. They gave the iqamah. That was the beginning of the journey. What's the end of the journey is what Quran speaks about. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرِ. That the journey is ending by Allah. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. All matters are going up to Allah.
وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الرُّجْعَىٰ. Return is to your Rabb. So the end of the journey we now know. Beginning of the journey started with Allahu Akbar. And the end of the journey will start with Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. And someone will throw the last hand. In that journey, if we become too mutmain with this world, it will spoil our journey. Whenever you will remember where you are, just remind yourself, I'm a traveler. Just remind yourself, I'm a traveler. As long as the journey is the most important, even difficulty for a traveler, you can manage it. Because you know soon the journey is over. Forget you are on a journey and you will hate this journey. He said the worst thing on this journey is when man became comfortable with the Musafir Khana. When man became comfortable with the Musafir Khana. Allah Tabarak Tala, save us from that comfort. We should always understand our world is another world that is coming. Few days in this world and then we're going somewhere else. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.